In the gospel reading today, we hear that question that Peter puts to our Lord: what about this man? Our Lord says, what is that to you? It's exactly what he says to each one of us, because we absolutely love sticking our nose in everybody else's business. We want to know what everyone else is up to. We want to know what they're supposed to do. That's not our problem. The problem is that we don't want to do what we're supposed to do. So it's a whole lot more fun to worry about what everybody else is doing or not doing. We need to focus on what God wants from us. And so that's what's critically important. That's what our Lord is making clear to St. Peter. We look even at the point that people thought that Peter, that St. John wasn't going to die. And it's interesting because one can even look at how God, with his sense of humor, almost allowed them to think that. How many times they tried to kill St. Peter, or St. John rather, and it didn't work. St. John must have felt like a bit of an orphan because every other one of the apostles was martyred, except for him. But then we recognize exactly why. All that he went through allowed him to develop that spiritual life that not only provided for us a gospel which is so much more profound in its spiritual foundation than the others, but it allowed him ultimately to be able to write the book of Revelation. While he was out on the island of Patmos, after they tried killing him how many times and realized it wasn't going to work, they just tossed him out there on the island. And that's where God gave him the vision of the worship of heaven, which we partake in. You look at the book of Revelation, it's the Mass. It's the worship of heaven. And that's exactly what God has given us. But St. John had to be purified to that point to be able to receive what God was giving him and to be able to present it to us in a way that, how do you present these things? He's not just simply telling simple stories about what our Lord did. There are certainly those in his gospel, but it's the profound spiritual things. How do you put them into words? And so St. John had to be purified to be able to do that. So all the suffering that he endured, all the things, so that he could provide these things for all the centuries that would follow. So when we look at it from his perspective, God was calling him to profound holiness, so that he could be the evangelist that the Lord called him to be. He just needed to keep his focus on the Lord, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have grown in holiness to that level. He wouldn't have had the insight. He wouldn't have had the ability to pass on to us the beautiful things that he has given. So he learned, we can assume, from what happened with St. Peter. Jesus is pointing out to St. Peter what he's supposed to do. You just follow me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about everybody else. You just focus on following me. It's the lesson St. John had to learn too. Just focus on Jesus. You don't have to worry about everybody else. What's God asking of you? So that's what St. John did. That's what he's asking of you and me as well. What are the duties of your state in life? What is it that God wants of you? That's the part that you're supposed to focus on. If, obviously, there's supervision over others, yeah, then you have to be aware of what they're doing and you have to supervise. If not, well, we sure like to be supervisors. But if that's not what we're being asked to do, then wouldn't it be a whole lot easier and a whole lot more pleasant and a whole lot more fruitful if we quit looking at other human beings and look at the Lord? That's what he's looking for. He wants us to be focused on him and on doing his holy will. And if we can do that, that's how he's going to make us a saint. Now, I should point out, what everybody else is doing always looks more exciting, always looks more fun, always looks like whatever. What God is asking of you is what is absolutely the best for you. It is perfect for you. What he's asking of another person is what is absolutely the best and most perfect for that person. So it's an unfair comparison, because God's going to call each one of us to what is the best for us. He's also going to purify us in the areas that need to be purified, which means sometimes what he's going to call us to may be the best for us, but we don't see it because all we see is our bumbling weaknesses. And we see what somebody else is doing and think it looks more wonderful. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. But that person maybe doesn't even see it that way because they're dealing with their bumbling weaknesses. God is going to make them a saint through their way. He's going to make you a saint in your way. You're not going to become a saint by doing it somebody else's way. Only what he's asking of you. So, just exactly what our Lord said to St. Peter. Don't worry about anybody else. Just focus on what God is asking of you. Keep the focus on Jesus. That's all that's really necessary. What is it that he wants of you? And then he's going to tell each one of us, according to our own way, according to what he's asking us, he's just going to tell us the same thing he told St. Peter. As for you, follow me. It really is just that simple. Follow him the way that he is asking you to follow him. Not necessarily the way somebody else is, the way that he's asking of you. Because that is the way that is the most perfect for you.